Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Lady Gang Quickie. Why are you laughing?
Because you're like delayed, like give no f***s. Like we're about to start a new episode and you're like, hello, hello, hello.
Well, listen, it usually starts with one of us burping, so I think this is
better.
Yeah,
I was taking a sip of my iced tea.
Yeah. Jesus.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's up? What's today's question? Is it gratitude? Is it a quote?
Oh, shit.
Is it a quote?
No. Let's do a quote.
Oh, you want the quote?
I really can't think of anything.
We always do a quote and then we do a gratitude circle. That's the way the
quickies. We don't always do that. We've done it like three times.
Last time you made us say something we liked about ourselves. So don't even get an attitude with me, Kelty.
Well, today you're going to be excited and... Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Your inspirational meal message for the day, Lady Gang, is... Do what you love... And success is a natural symptom.
Wow, that is a deep one.
But I also think I've heard it like eight different versions.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I think that like under inspirational quote in the dictionary, it's going to be that.
It's very
like, could not
it's too
be
basic.
More.
Yes. Success is a symptom of what?
Of hard
doing
work
what
or
you
something?
Love.
Do what you love and success is a natural
that.
Symptom.
No, that's
what
not
true. What
if
what I love is watching Netflix?
Yeah, what if what I love is day drinking? I have success, though,
she's
just
upset.
Not in day drinking.
I think true. You're a pretty successful day drinker.
I think you're a pretty successful functioning alcoholic.
That's true.
I think you're a pretty successful, like...
Did she just call me sexy?
Well, I was going to say something about your bikini
you
pictures.
Are that.
I feel like your day drinking / bikini pictures are, like, on point this summer.
Thank you.
Zach told me he was about to unfollow you. He's like, if I see another bathing suit photo, I'm going to end my life. I'm sitting in a cubicle right now.
I know. I'm like, Jack's
sorry,
life
bitches.
Looks so fun.
Did you win the lottery?
It was fun. What do you mean?
Oh, how do
travel?
You afford this?
Yeah. How are you paying for this? People want to know.
Well,
by people, I mean me.
Number one, we don't make
you
any
have
money
a little
here.
Bit of Instagram followers, you can kind of pull some strings, which you know. Listen, I don't know this. I've literally been asking for a free vacation for 3 years, and I've gotten nothing.
You guys,
listen,
the people in Mexico said we could come.
Okay, we're going to Mexico, but like Jack's been traveling the world for 2 years.
Straight.
And it's from Instagram, and yet I'm still confused.
Jack's always like, oh, I can't shoot next week. I'm out of town. And we're like... Oh,
what if she's a secret escort?
Are you a secret escort?
There's a lot in LA.
No shame.
I can't tell anybody my secrets.
Oh. Okay, all right. Well,
I'm always like, Jack's like,
also, no, men disgust me.
Jack's like, I can't record next week. And I'm like, oh, yeah, are you working? And she's like, no, I'm going to be on vacation. I'm like, every 2 weeks? My God.
Listen, I'm working when I'm on vacation. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of air quotes going on here.
So basically, you did what you love.
She's working.
And success was a natural symptom.
Whoa. Okay. All right. This inspirational quote turned itself around.
Thank you.
And it now applies to me, so I like it.
Okay. Gratitude circle.
Does anyone work for an airline? I need some free airline tickets. Now that I'm thinking about it, I've really like spent my life savings on booking air travel this week.
It's true. No, it's always the flights that f*** you.
Also, these bloggers that are doing # I fly Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Alaska Air. Hello,
nobody
Alaska.
Wants to fly Alaska.
Does anyone work? Yeah, they
yes,
do.
They
it's
do.
Owned by Virgin now.
Oh. No, it's not. Alaska owns Virgin.
Or Alaska owns Virgin. Whatever
Everything's going to be monopolized into one airline.
I was on an Alaska Air flight. It was a Virgin plane. It was so luxurious. But I'm not getting free flights. And all these weird bloggers are. Alaska, can I fly for free? What's coming up right now? What are we doing?
We're doing the gratitude circle.
Somebody that works for Alaska has to hook us up.
Yeah.
Please.
Or just like anything.
I can't start. I need to think about what I'm grateful for.
I'll start. Okay. So I've been in my house for about 2 years now, and speaking of free things, I'm just kidding, our renovation is 99.9% complete, and I love it, and I have pink tile in my entryway. It is so cute.
Love post it. A picture of it on the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, wasn't this the one that, like, you tricked Zach into thinking because
you
thought it was...
Mocha,
yeah.
And it's not. It's Lady Gang Pink, and...
Just a little touch of the Lady Gang.
It's so cute. It's Clay Tile, who I've been stalking on Instagram for years. It's CLE.
I have those tiles, too.
Aren't they great?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's like the cement tile?
Yep, cement tile. It's so cute. I just love it, and I'm very grateful that there's no one working in my house anymore.
Yeah. But you got into your kitchen, right?
I mean, not anytime soon, because we have a lot happening coming up. We'll be,
So they've redid the whole room.
they redid the whole downstairs.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't wait to come over and see it and have Jack take a giant shit in the bathroom and wreck it all over again.
It was not me.
No, it wasn't.
Part of it was me.
I think it was actually makeup wipes were the culprit.
Oh.
That was definitely not me.
Never flush makeup wipes.
Because they're so thick.
Wait.
I will be next.
Okay. I had a question. Mm-hmm. This is unrelated. Should I say after?
Yeah.
Do you guys flush your tampons?
Oh, this that is was actually going to be part of my bad week on
another episode
of the Lady Gang.
Should we hold it?
Hold it.
Okay.
I'll bring it up. I'll make a note.
Okay. So there's a whole debate happening.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. My gratitude. I am so thankful for my new rescue puppy, Callie.
I like that you named her Callie. It's
I also
so
love
cute.
That you. My vote did not count in that. Apparently,
you voted for Rosa.
Yeah.
I know. Almost everyone I know voted for Rosa. Elena voted for
Rosalita.
Like all my friends voted for Rosa. But here's what happened. First of all, she looks like a Callie. Mm. She's like kind of a playful, like, don't you think she looks like a Callie?
Her name should be Gaia.
Okay. But Elena is upset because she's bilingual and she says
bilingual?
She needs
but nothing is worse than a white person who speaks only English using like, may I have the chocolate croissant?
No, it's like I love the sandwich
tortilla.
I had in Barcelona.
Yeah.
Good Ibiza.
I hate when people do that.
I eat so many taquitos.
Like, do not overpronounce these things in their native tongue when you're white as hell.
Yeah, if you cannot speak another language, you cannot use the pronunciation.
No.
So I understand why we're not calling her Calle.
Calle. Exactly.
But also they say dogs answer to names better that end in I or IE, like E. Like,
how do you know that?
Dog trainer told me this once.
Really?
So Callie.
Well, here's the thing. So Chris, this is actually how I like wifed it up. Jack, you'll get there one day. But as you know, marriage is like 100% like giving up half of the thing.
Oh. Compromise.
Right. That was my next one.
So
that's what you
meant. So basically, like, it's compromise. So we, Elena, first of all, shout out to Ugly Instagrams, Elena, who found Kaye.
Where'd you find her?
Mutt Scouts. Shout out to Mutt Scouts, a little rescue. And she was like, what about this girl? And I was like, okay, let's go see her. So we all went together. And now I can't do anything without Elena. So Chris and I were welcoming a new child into our family. And we took Elena with us to oversee our first meeting.
Just in case something goes wrong.
And, and she had such a beautiful energy and was so sweet, perfect size, like just amazing. So we're like, okay, we're going to get her. And then we're like, names. So I always had the baby name that I was going to name my baby, who is obviously going to be a girl, Jagger. Jagger Knight. I was like, oh, because I remember.
That's Dorit's son's name.
Jagger Knight?
Just Jagger.
Yeah, she changed his last name just for the name.
I remember seeing Mick Jagger at this video shoot with Chris many years ago, and I was like, that is the coolest man I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. Like, he just is cool. And I was like, okay, Jagger Knight. So I was like, I want to name the baby Jagger. And he was like, oh, Jagger, okay, we'll put it on the list. I'm like, okay, a compromise is coming. So then we were like, someone said Rosa, and we're like, oh, Rosa, that's it. Because she's Mexican, and there's a emoji for her name. Like, it's all perfect for Instagram. And then Chris is like, well, she's a street dog because she was rescued from the streets of Tijuana. He said, let's name her Street. Like, the dog would be like,
Sup Street.
Street. Like little street night.
Street night's kind of cool though.
Like for an actual name.
Suge Knight.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Street night. That's like such a cool name.
But not for a dog. Street.
For a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to have Street as your baby name?
Street.
No.
Street Vanek.
I have my baby name.
Well, it would be Vanek.
All right. Well, it might be.
Unless, actually, it could be very.
We don't know.
High probability right now.
Anyway, so Chris wrote her name as Street, and then we were saying that to friends of ours, and then they were like, well, why don't you use the Spanish word for street? Calle.
Yeah.
How do you like my accent?
Calle.
I can't wait for Calle.
Just reminds me of Yippie Calle, motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay, great. So then, anyway, we've named her Callie. But then, you know, my mom has the middle name Colleen, and I have the middle name Colleen. Aww. So I've passed down the family name. Callie, Colleen Knight.
That's cute.
She's your little child.
And she's so cute. And I will probably not stop talking about her the whole time. The entire cookie has just been me talking about Calle.
It has been.
Okay, sorry.
She's so
Jack,
cute.
What's your gratitude?
Okay, so I couldn't really think of one, but I... there's been a lot of transitions that I've been going through, like in the past week, a lot of weird life things that have kind of hit me at once. And I think that if I was in the
like
mindset
being back in real life and not on
yeah,
vacation.
Like coming home from vacation,
wearing
like
pants,
having to put leggings on,
drinking water,
not drinking every single day in the morning.
Yeah, it sounds hard.
But if I was in, I think if this was a year ago today and I was in the mindset that I was in a year ago where I was a little bit lost, I was a little bit confused, mm-hmm. not confident, I would probably have been freaking out a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm in such a great headspace that like whatever is coming my way, I'm like handling it, I think, with grace
what
and with positivity.
What transitions are you going through?
I mean, I can't tell you right now, but I'll tell you later. It's not anything
what,
huge.
You can't tell all these people? Nobody's listening.
I can't tell like all okay. the bajillions of listeners.
Are you moving out of your apartment?
I am moving. That's one
oh,
of the things.
Okay, that's stressful.
But on top of a bunch of stuff, and we're starting to film our show. Like, there's a lot
yeah,
of things
yeah,
happening at once. Mm-hmm. But
you're actually going to have to be
But
here
Jack,
now.
I feel like we have prepared you so well for Hollywood.
Oh,
like,
thanks.
You know who George Clooney is now. Like, we've explained the difference between Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know yeah. the Chris's.
Like, you're ready for Hollywood.
Ready.
I've, like,
That's
yeah.
it.
I know who a couple celebrities are. That's all I need to know, right?
Yeah.
You don't
and,
even
like,
need to know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
They're not going to come on our show, so you don't really need to know anybody.
Yeah. I know reality stars.
It'll,
That's all that matters.
It'll still be, like, the clean C-list guests that you guys have become accustomed
yeah, yeah, yeah.
to.
Don't get,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
ready for a mall.
People that
yeah,
were famous, Muglin like,
definitely not coming.
Don't prep for a mall.
But we have asked Oprah now twice.
Oh my God. We'll just end up getting like the guy that was like number 40 on like there's something about Mary or like every
yeah.
like sad.
It's a guy that got kicked off The Bachelor last night that already has like fit tea on his Instagram. We're like, come
yeah,
on down.
Come
Love
on
him.
To the lady game.
Anyway, okay. When we come back, we're going to play a game of
What's in Our Box?
What's in Our Box?
What's in the box?
Don't shake it too hard. What's in the lady gang box?
What's in the box?
Okay, we're back. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
Oh my God, come on.
My hand no, doesn't work. So I'm using my right hand.
Oh, shit.
Oh, how to be a good wing woman. That's a good one.
Mm.
Know okay. when to leave at the proper time without making awkward, like, I'm going to leave you two alone now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have to say, if it's worth it, if your friend meets a guy... And it's like, seems like a good possibility. Like, you just need to suck it up. Because there's some people that get, number one, jealous of their friends.
Oh,
like,
wow.
if a guy is into her and not into you. I've had a few friends do this to me where there's that, like,
jealousy?
Underlying kind of being bitchy or wanting
Resentment.
To leave and being resentful. Where it's like, just give, you know, it's great to be, like, hit on by a guy that you're into for once. And it's mm-hmm. nice to have that male attention. So just suck it up and maybe talk to their friend for, like, an hour.
Maybe they're mad at you because you're wearing a thong bikini at a cafe.
Possibly. That's not my fault. It's hot outside.
I mean, also, it's hard. I run into this a lot. Ran into this a lot.
Let's continue to.
I was so irresistible in my 20s that I wasn't a great wing woman.
You weren't.
No.
Because you would steal them instantly.
For sure.
Well, see, I also do
no.
that, too.
But not on purpose.
Mine's like, if he's hot, then I'm going to get him. And then if he's not, then I'll pawn him off to somebody else.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't pawn them off if what they want is you. Listen, I've met many occasions where this has happened.
Just
Are
kidding.
You serious?
Yeah, I bet you have.
So okay, how to be a good wing woman. If you're going to go out and you're Becca, like, wear your sweatpants.
Good luck.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
No. Well, don't, like, flirt with the guy.
Yeah.
Because he's
Don't
shocked.
Try to be charming.
Don't try to be charming. Don't be funny.
Kind of be oh, mute mm. and be like, oh, God.
I had a friend that...
I just got out of jail for stalking my ex, like, right
like,
off the top.
X. Mm-hmm. No, I had a friend that I used to go out with a bunch, and every single time a guy would be into me, she would have to one-up me with something.
Ew.
It's like, she travels more than me, or she is doing this more than me, or she's... It's always... And it's so obvious, because it's, like, specific things that she was insecure about, mm-hmm. that she'd have to just, like, try to get that attention back. Or it's like, be a little bit more conscious of what you're saying and why you're saying it.
And, like, pump up your friend.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm the best wing woman ever, but I will say I want to just tell a story of something that I did at a wedding that I feel like deserves a clap.
Let's hear it.
Let's see what you think. So my best friend from grade one, Katie, got married to a real jerk.
Oh.
And they're splitting up now. But if you get back together, please don't. Anyway, so so at the wedding, Katie has, like, I've been a performer my whole life. It was always about, like, come to my dance competitions. And she's always just, like, been – she's sort of my – what's Jessica Simpson's, like, best friend?
Casey?
Casey. She's the Casey to the Jessica Simpson. She's my Gail.
Yeah, I feel like a Gail Oprah thing would have been a little bit more relevant than Jessica Simpson.
But I knew what you're talking about. I'm there.
Okay, so she's the Gail to my Oprah, right? And so she was getting married, and it's her special day. And instead of me going and, like, getting – she was like, just wear a gray bridesmaid's dress. I don't care what design or whatever. I picked a purposely, on purpose, picked like a tent dress. I was like, I'm not going to come out with like my banging dancer body. I wore my hair up in like French twist. I didn't do a lot of makeup because I was like, I really want today to be all about you being like the superstar of your
People
life.
People are listening being like, oh my God.
Is that
I'm listening being like, oh my God.
I dumb myself down.
I wasn't dumb.
I'm so hot that I dressed, I wore a little bit less makeup so the attention wouldn't be on me on your wedding day.
That's not what
Listen,
I meant. Do you
that
know what
was
I
nice
mean,
of you? That was nice of you to do because sometimes girls, when they're given the opportunity to pick out their bridesmaid's dress or whatever.
Right.
They try to outshine the bride.
That's what I'm saying. I purposely was like, I'm not, because she had like a real pretty corseted dress. And right. I'm like, I'm not going to wear a big bodycon dress. And it's not that I think I'm hotter or prettier or whatever. I just knew that me coming from Hollywood back to like this small town always draws attention anyway. And I
you
really wanted
the
day to be about her. If I had gotten like a blowout, I don't want my blowout to be distracting in your wedding photos.
You made beautiful
so many
hair
from my wedding.
What?
This is making me think of so many things from my wedding.
Me wearing a red dress?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No. But like, there were a few girls trying to outshine the bride that night.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or they knew that there was going to be celebrities that, yeah. Yeah.
Like, so many.
So many. Like, almost all.
Oh, actually, to the point where, like, people said stuff to me about it.
Oh, yeah. No.
I swear. Because I didn't actually notice. Because it's your wedding day and
when
I'm
you're, like, all
focused
over the place
on that.
Yeah.
But then going back and looking at photos, I was like, damn.
People dressed to impress.
Jesus.
I know.
Yeah.
And I think I used to be guilty. Well, as a wedding guest, I was guilty
well,
of that.
You want to look good.
Well, because it's like, it's kind of a fun date night with your husband. So
yeah.
You always wear like a slutty dress.
Cute.
So you can be like.
And you see a lot of people from your past.
Yeah.
And you want to look good.
Right.
I get it.
Well, it just reminds me of that one picture. I think Rihanna went to her friend's wedding. And it's a picture of all the bridesmaids.
She
and she's
in,
just
like,
in the front
time?
Looking like hot as shit, like it's a Rihanna photo shoot, and then the bride's in the back.
Yeah.
Just,
not
it's
okay.
Like, don't do that.
Not okay.
Please don't send hate mail about. Now I'm feeling guilty. Like, I'm
Kelsey,
a bad friend.
It's fine.
Okay.
If, like.
Like, you guys know my intention was right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're just
Jack,
like,
it's like if we went to the beach together and you were like, wow, Kelty is old.
She's really been working on her body and I want her to
She's been working
good about
out
it.
For like 3 years and I know my body is better even though I've just had beer for like 3 years. I'm going to wear like a cover
a
up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she can
she
shine
would
in her
not
bikini.
Do that.
I know you wouldn't, but
I would, just... but it'd be like a see-through meshy cover-up that you could see the thong bathing suit underneath it.
Gross. Gross thong bathing suits.
Okay,
gross.
last one. Here we go. We have time for one more. Mm-hmm. Skincare hacks.
Ooh.
Oh. I'm trying to think. God.
We're just so perfect.
Oh, wait. Here's one. I don't know if it's skincare, but... kind of. I got a package from Urban Decay with makeup, and I usually don't try much because I'm pretty picky about what I put on my face. But they have this little oil dropper.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
that
is that
you,
the new
the brand new one that you actually just add a little drop to your foundation and use your foundation, like mix it together and use it normally. My skin looked so much better with that little bit of oil because it can be like drying to have foundation.
It's like the illuminating drops or something, right?
I can't remember what they're called. Ooh, it's in like a purple dropper.
Yeah.
Cute.
It's so good and your skin looks, especially for summer, just dewy and beautiful because I hate foundation by itself.
Oh, I hate it.
It's... yeah.
Speaking of oil,
I
bought
any facial oil.
Yeah,
for that.
Well, they have CBD facial oil. I got mine from MedMen. Obviously, shout out. I think the brand's Apothecana, but they do like all these not beauty, but facial kind of stuff. But the CBD, it's CBD and a little bit of THC, and it's like life changing for your skin.
Really?
And regardless of that brand or whatever, there's so many properties from CBD that's so great for skin and hair that It's great. And you can get it in all 50 states.
Dang.
Bitches.
Damn. Okay.
You can get a THC product?
Not THC, but you can just get CBD. The CBD. Yeah.
Okay.
My skincare hack that I learned from some makeup artists is a facial massage before you put your makeup on. When you wake up in the morning, you're like really puffy.
It's like the lymphatic massage.
Yes. You got to like really like rub in your, I'm doing it right now. How do I look? You rub in your cheekbones.
Are you doing that? That's what that.
And then you bring everything down to your heart. And I feel like I look great after.
Is that what those like weird triangle things that those people have?
Yeah. The rollers
but you can
and
just
stuff.
Do it with your fingers.
You can do it with your fingers. Mm-hmm.
Those are just like $200 for a piece of plastic that you're rubbing on your face.
Yeah. But, you know, if you want to sponsor us, we'll use one.
Yep.
That's why I didn't name names.
Name names. Okay. This has been really fun. I'm glad we basically talked about ourselves and didn't answer any questions. Was it?
Good. Wait, how do we sign off?
We're not here for a long time.
We're here for a good time. Bye.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.